Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Susan Boyston is a political analyst, author of A Precarious Power. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you very much.
We've seen so many different theories now, and we've had the president contradicting the minister of defense. Was this a coup? Wasn't it a coup? What was this all about? From your perspective, what does it look like?
Yes, certainly. There are so many different conceptualizations, riot, coup, uprising, revolt, that we are trying to get our minds around. And so far, we do not have the ultimate answer. We shall be getting better clarity on that as the days and weeks unfold, and as we see whether definitive names will come to light that can be shown have been plotting in this way. But at this stage, for me, it is really a multi-layer amalgam of all the different factors that settled the broad base in the first place of inequality, poverty, structural injustice, of people not having self-worth and have nothing to lose. People in South Africa, a vast proportion of South Africa's population, that live on the margins. And there's also a culture, part of the space, of relative lawlessness and lack of consequences. The state of South Africa has been reluctant to pursue and prosecute and stay on crimes that one can see as poverty crimes. On the basis of that, comes then a question of a political trigger. There's no doubt that in this case, there was a political trigger. We've heard, and that was the Zuma, Free Zuma campaign. We have heard from government that there is a conspiracy, that is a deliberate, organized attack in a broad non-military sense then, or the word attack in terms of mobilizing and uprising. We can take their word for it at this stage, but we have not seen the evidence of that. There's a broad base in which a small trigger or a trigger of modest credibility, as this campaign was, where this really finds fertile ground to take off and can get out of hand. And I think we have seen phase one now. Phase two we'll have to see whether, still in terms of natural, fertile ground in society, but we'll see whether there could be hunger riots and protests as a second wave, where we know, we've just heard on the news that it's estimated that around 33 communities in northern KwaZulu-Natal have got absolutely no access to food. They may have a bit of money at their disposal, or sometimes more than a bit of money at their disposal, to buy necessary items, but there is just nowhere to buy it. And that will, whether that remains a situation that's calm and controlled, will really depend on civil society and aid organizations, charitable organizations, to come to the fore that can help the communities bridge this gap into normality.
So would you say, listening to what you're saying, that the ground was fertile for this type of event? We've had extreme poverty, a combination of lawlessness around what we've determined to be poverty crimes, and then along comes a group that want to utilize this to the best of their ability, and they ignite this.
Yes, absolutely. And therefore, the situation in South Africa is and remains volatile, will remain volatile for quite some time to come. These conditions are not going to go away, and they have to go away and get significantly reduced. And these protests, whatever we call them at this stage, it must really be a serious, serious warning to government as to how little time that living in a time of the time bomb. Sorry for the
It's
going to happen again at any time.
What's interesting to me as well is the winner or the success of the last week in terms of South Africa have been the South African people. There's a real danger, and I'm already starting, I think, to see it happening, is that Cyril Ramaphosa, the ANC, are now taking the credit almost for the people of South Africa. And that's potentially a dangerous thing, because what that means is they don't need to take responsibility for what landed us in this position in the first place. Is that a concern for you?
Yes, it is. Most definitely it is a concern, because it has been state weakness, state failure in many respects. We haven't got entirely valid, but in many respects it has failed. It has failed. Also in terms of security operations and maintaining good law and order for law-abiding citizens in South Africa. And we have in the current situation now that is all ascribed to this plot and a coordinated attempt to destabilize this government. And therefore, it is exactly that threat that the responsibility is externalized, and not the credit is not given to people who have come around. We have seen in the last few days that the government Friday last week, late Friday, that the government leaders have made themselves more visible, have taken themselves out of offices to try to manage this, and that has certainly helped make a difference. But to a large extent, it is the citizens of South Africa.
Absolutely. We do need to leave it there. It is 7:30. Professor Susan Boyson, political analyst and author of A Precarious Power, trying to answer the very difficult question, what was behind the riots and the looting?